Supply chain value proposition. Like the organization's overall value proposition, a supply chain strategy needs to show how it will create value for the organization. Supply chain management, like any other type of business management, aims to create value through financial benefits and provide value to customers and other stakeholders by upholding the ethics of customers, stakeholders, and community. The goal is to add value at each step, regardless of whether this is a service-oriented or manufacturing-oriented supply chain. This value can take the form of utility versus price, but other factors like availability or attractiveness also matter. A key way to determine what is and is not value added is to use value chains and value stream mapping. After discussing these concepts, we address how different types of stakeholders have different types of things they value. Value chains and value stream mapping. Although many would assume that a supply chain is in fact a value chain, at least if well managed, others may draw a distinction between the two. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, the value chain is made up of the functions within a company that add value to the goods or services that the organization sells to customers and for which it receives payment. A supply chain then strings the value chains of each entity together to satisfy market demands for specific products or services. Value chains integrate a variety of supply chain activities throughout the product/service lifecycle, from determination of customer needs through product/service development, operations, and distribution. The intent of a value chain is to increase the value of a product or service as it passes through stages of development and distribution before reaching the end user. Not all value chain activities are technically part of the supply chain, and persons engaged in these activities may not understand their role in supporting the supply chain. Those activities might include engineering, marketing, finance, accounting, information technology, human resources, and legal. Managers from outside the supply chain often don't understand the requirements of supply chain management, can't distinguish a value chain from a supply chain, and consequently don't provide the supply chain management support required from their areas. Two closely related terms are value stream and value stream mapping. As defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, a value stream is the processes of creating, producing, and delivering a good or service to the market. For a good, the value stream encompasses the raw material supplier, the manufacturer and assembly of the good, and the distribution network. For a service, the value stream consists of suppliers, support personnel and technology, the service producer, and the distribution channel. A value stream may be controlled by a single business or a network of several businesses. A value stream encompasses all the primary actions required to bring a product or service from concept to placing it in the hands of the end user. It also includes timing. Mapping the stream aids in process improvement. Value stream mapping is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a lean production tool to visually understand the flow of materials from supplier to customer that includes the current process and flow, as well as the value-added and non-value-added time of all the process steps. It is used to help reduce waste, decrease flow time, and make the process flow more efficient and effective. Exhibit 8-6 shows a basic process flowchart for a supply chain used to show the as-is state of a process, and Exhibit 8-7 shows how an organization can apply value stream mapping to find the most effective production flow for that supply chain process in a to-be state for the process. Exhibit 8-6, as-is process flowchart example. Exhibit 8-7, value stream mapping example, to-be state. Stakeholders and value. When planning any new supply chain activity or monitoring continuing practices, it is important to identify all the stakeholder groups and determine the impact the activity will have on each one. The primary stakeholder in any business activity is the organization itself. It must be profitable to survive and create value for any other stakeholder group. Customers are also significant stakeholders in supply chains. In addition to the consumer of the ultimate good or service, each downstream organization is a customer who must create value for itself and its customers. Each intermediate customer has their own view of the potential value of any particular activity, though the ultimate customer is the true decider. For example, a supplier may decide to increase profits by raising the price of goods sold to its downstream supply chain partners. If this drives up the ultimate price to the consumer, a reduction in sales volume may reduce overall profit despite the higher profit margin. The end result of each partner's activities must optimize value for the supply chain as a whole. There are also stakeholders that are external to the supply chain's business partners and end customers. These include investors, lenders, communities, and governments. To investors and lenders, supply chain value may be defined as capital growth, dividend income, or interest payments, and eventual return of invested capital. Investors expect returns to be equal to or greater than those that could be earned from a market investment of similar risk. Communities and local governments may also feel the impact of supply chain operations because they affect community members and their environment. The location of a retail outlet, warehouse, or other supply chain facility will impact the community where it is built and maintained. The community and its political leadership may judge this impact to be a positive value, for example, jobs, or a detriment, for example, pollution or noise. Stakeholders usually have different views of what value a supply chain should create, and supply chain activities that are beneficial to one stakeholder group can be harmful to another. So, managing a supply chain successfully sometimes requires balancing increases in value for one stakeholder with decreases for another. Everyone must be satisfied enough to continue participating. Customers have to keep buying, investors have to keep investing, workers have to keep showing up and giving their best, communities must be satisfied with each supply chain partner's impact on social and environmental values, and so on. Exhibit 8-8 lists typical supply chain stakeholders and the types of things each typically values. Types of value. Supply chains should create three types of value: financial, customer, and social, regardless of whether they are functioning within for-profit companies, nonprofit, charitable, or governmental organizations, or branches of the military. Financial value. Adding value that customers desire promotes increased sales, which can lead to an improved bottom line and more stable cash flows. One method of increasing financial value is to reduce costs. Take these considerations into account when looking for opportunities to cut costs in a supply chain. Cut costs to yield net gains at the bottom line. One danger in pursuing cost reductions is the possibility that spending less in one area of the business will simply mean spending more elsewhere, or even possibly creating a net loss. In the early stages of supply chain maturity, this sort of suboptimization happens often. The warehouse manager might, for example, eliminate one or more storage facilities to save warehousing costs without consulting with the traffic manager about the need for compensating changes in transportation. A more evolved supply chain management function, possibly outsourced, analyzes relevant data, including data on demand and transportation cost, to derive the appropriate size, location, and number of warehouses using inventory optimization software. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines inventory optimization as a computer application that can find optimal inventory strategies and policies related to customer service and return on investment over several echelons of a supply chain. Changes at any one point in the system will create changes elsewhere. Therefore, change has to be viewed holistically. Supply chain management necessitates cross-functional teamwork for the internal change and cross-entity teamwork for the lateral chain. The guiding principle always has to be creation of value at the customer's end of the chain. If a leaner supply chain can deliver the same customer satisfaction with a greater profit, then cost-cutting is justified. It takes money to make money. Many of the improvements in supply chain performance require investments of money up front to realize greater revenues, profits, or both down the line, or simply to remain competitive on a global playing field. As always, the end result has to be a net gain. If an improvement in the supply chain brings in more revenue than the cost of the investment, then it's justified. Purchasing automated machinery to improve warehousing, upgrading hardware and software, training managers and team building, and other investments may be necessary to build and maintain a competitive supply chain. Measures of financial success include return on investment, ROI, and return on assets, ROA. ROI is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a relative measure of financial performance that provides a means for comparing various investments by calculating the profits returned during a specified time period. ROA is defined as net income for the previous 12 months divided by total assets. Gains should be equitably distributed. Be careful when pursuing increases in supply chain efficiency or effectiveness that are unevenly distributed to stakeholders. If cost cutting is used to cut prices for the consumer and the result is enough extra volume to more than compensate for the lower price per unit, then overall profits increase for the organization, other supply chain partners, and their investors. However, one can go too far in this regard. While most of these cost savings should be passed on when selling price-sensitive products and services in a market that has other low-cost competitors, even in this case, some of the savings should be shared with partners and/or reinvested in future supply chain improvements. Perhaps the most challenging task of all in a supply chain is agreeing on productive sharing of any financial gains. For instance, a powerful nucleus firm can rake in the benefits of an alteration in the location of inventory or any other process change at the expense of its suppliers. This can be self-defeating if it drives away quality suppliers. Teamwork among supply chain entities can create improved value for customers for a net financial gain that is equitably shared by all stakeholders. Maintenance and upgrades to the supply chain's infrastructure require continuous reinvestment. Equipment and technology need to be acquired and maintained. Employees have to be compensated at a competitive rate, trained in new processes and products, and recognized for their contributions. Research and development need support in identifying market needs and creating products and services to satisfy them. Customer value. In a competitive economy, making money depends upon responding to customers' needs. The ultimate goal of market-driven supply chain management, therefore, must always be to deliver products and services that the customer values, and of course will pay for. Depending upon the market being served, a supply chain may be managed so that it delivers one or more of these values to its end customers. Quality of product or service. Quality applies to all products and services, from the production of a product like a bed mattress to the reliability and speed of cellular network services. Decisions all along the supply chain have to be coordinated to achieve the appropriate level of quality through the right design, the right production, the right personnel, and the right materials. Affordability. Almost all products and services have an appropriate price level, one to which the market will react favorably. The supply chain has to invest in the processes, people, and technology conducive to creating a product at the right price. If a company's marketing strategy is to provide the best everyday low price, this demands complete efficiency in the supply chain. Supply chain managers who are operating with those types of goals must develop collaborative design processes so that products are inexpensive to source, easy to ship, and have few quality issues. Availability. For some products or customers, availability is of paramount value, and the supply chain has to be designed to deliver products and services right on time. This may affect not only the placement of inventories, but also the selection of transportation modes, overnight delivery, refrigerated containers, etc. Service. Product and service are inseparable. For example, the process of delivering a vehicle to a customer is intertwined with related services, transportation, financing, dealer preparation, sales, warranty agreements, and repair and replacement services at the dealership. Collaborative design will include input from marketing, manufacturing, logistics, and supply to determine a product's service requirements so it will be easy to maintain and can facilitate planned services. At the same time, the team will implement an efficient reverse chain that takes products back for repair, replacement, or recycling. Sustainability. Consumers and customers are a driving force behind environmental and social supply chain innovation. For some individual consumer segments, sustainability is important enough that they will pay a premium for that good or service. Estimating this premium can be difficult, however. Opinions for or against the company's environmental practices may be shaped by the media, community groups, environmental organizations, lobbyists, and others who exert social pressures. Boycotts or negative social media campaigns are examples of related reputation risks. There is no logic in making customers pay for a feature or service they don't value or that isn't required. If, for example, availability is a key value to customers, such as for critical maintenance parts, emphasis in the planning stage might be placed on fast and reliable delivery services, even if that requires cutting back elsewhere to stay within budget. Similarly, some perishable goods require special handling by high-end carriers to reduce spoilage risk. However, if the customer doesn't value immediate availability and the product doesn't require it, then putting money into rapid delivery is not a rational supply chain decision. An international fashion clothing brand such as Zara succeeds by focusing its attention on its customers' values, creativity, quality design, and rapid turnaround to capture and quickly deliver the latest trends and taste for each new season. All their decisions about suppliers and distribution must serve those goals, social value. Supply chains are also judged on their contribution to society. Delivering socially desirable and useful products or services, supply chains deliver products and services that are embedded in a social and cultural environment. Businesses produce what society demands. Bullet trains in Asia and Europe exist because those societies value speedy public transportation. Supply chains also affect society in terms of the jobs and tax revenues they create, avoiding or reducing negative environmental side effects from extraction, processing, and construction. The impact of business on the natural environment applies to supply chain activities all the way from extraction of raw materials through manufacturing processes, logistics, and distribution. Through laws and regulations, society requires businesses to contribute to a healthy environment. Conformance to these regulations has become an increasingly significant part of supply chain management, including accepting back sensitive materials at end of their life cycles using a reverse supply chain, integrating sustainability into the supply chain. Investment analysts often reward forward-looking environmental and social policies and supply chain practices,